And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dog Blues.
A very good morning, Blue Baggers, and all listeners, as you begin your footy weekend in the best possible way each Saturday from 9 a.m. right here on 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues. On day 8,672 since the Mighty Blues last held the Premiership Cup aloft, your official WA Network supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, the WA Blues, remain to bring you the best footy panel on radio in Perth. Presented today by myself, WA Blues Chairman John Allen, along with fellow panellists Melanie Hall, Chris Brownie, and our very special guest joining us today in the studio, great friend of the WA Blues, former president of the Carltonians Coterie Group, specialist pre-match function auctioneer, quizmaster extraordinaire whenever he comes to Perth, an all-round good bloke, the one and only Mr. Vince Lochisano. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning, Vince.
Oh, wow, what an introduction that was. Goodness me.
Good morning, Vince, again.
Good morning. Great to be here in Perth. It's absolutely sensational. Always look forward to coming here when Carlton plays.
And you brought the weather with you as well, so thanks very much for that.
No problem.
And, mate, we'll get back to you in a minute. We'll have a bit of a chat about your journey with Carlton, which is extraordinary. Now, before we do that, though, Chris, what have we got on the brekkie menu today, mate?
Well, John and listeners, we discuss all the Blues and AFL news, as well as previewing the remaining AFL round, including our expert tips. Our special guest live interview today is history-making Blue Liam Stocker. We cross live, as always, to the hyphen, David Rees-Jones, for the much-anticipated segment, The Shirt Front. We review our new draftees taken from the 2018 draft. We give details of the upcoming WA Blues supporter event, the big one here tomorrow in Perth, the weekly whack, and anything else in football that we can squeeze in right here on Breakfast with the Blues.
Thank you very much for that, Ewok. And, of course, Mel, good morning to you. And, mate, this show wouldn't exist without help from our supporters and sponsors. Who have we got to thank today?
We would like to thank our major sponsors, Hyundai WA, platinum sponsors Allmark & Associates, Tech Tiger, Master Picture Framers, and the Carlton Football Club's home in WA, The Empire, 220 Great Eastern Highway in Lafleyne, for their ongoing support, which allows us to bring you the show each week.
While you're on the roll, Mel, have you got any bombs to drop on us for AFL news this week?
Well, I've actually got quite a bit of AFL news, but I understand I've got to condense some with regards to the whack. But
that'd be interesting.
I'm going to start, firstly, with Eastern Wood. I am going to bang on about this gambling thing again, just like I did last week. Eastern Wood has actually chipped in and said he'd take a pay cut for a reduction in the gambling.
I bet you he wouldn't. No, it's okay.
He may. He's saying publicly, he's, like I said last week, absolutely over it. Sick of the gambling ads through everything else. I think it's brilliant that someone's come out and said this.
Look, I think a lot of the players are, you know, they have their own morals and ethics that they, you know, Israel Folau's a classic example of that.
Don't
at the moment.
Don't bring him up because you're going to get me.
Mel, calm down. calm a little bit there. But, you know, these guys should be allowed to express their own morals and ethics, and that's a very strong point in regards to the gambling and their perceived hypocrisy. And has anyone else got an opinion on that?
Sorry, I'm going to. I've always got an opinion, but anyway. No, Easton's actually come out and said it's a bad image we're putting out there to our children. And, I mean, it's our kids. My kids, I've got two 12-year-olds and a 17-year-old. Guys, like, they're growing up knowing and thinking that gambling is an everyday act. So
they've got too much cash. They've got too much time on their hand. It's not like the old days where you actually had to do a job and then go to football training. So there's a balance.
You're talking about the players, though. I'm talking about the perception that it's putting across to our children.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's move on. What else have you got for us, Mel?
Okay. I'm going to touch on, this is a positive. Don't look at me like you're just expecting me. it's Matty Riewoldt match on Sunday. Oh, and this is a lovely tribute from the Riewoldt family. But unfortunately, Jack's out. Yes. And he's devastated. It's the first time in 4 years that he's going to miss the game of the tribute to his cousin. They had a really close relationship. So that's a bit crappy, but, you know, I think it's...
It is, but he does a lot of great work in the background promoting the event and the game and the charity. So, look, he'll be very disappointed he's not playing. But at the end of it all, he'll feel very rewarded with what he can
do. And he, like you say, he's still doing so much behind the scenes and he's still going to promoted and he's still going to be the face of it. And yeah, so get behind it.
Absolutely. What else you got for us, Mel?
Marvel Stadium. They have finally, the AFL, are going to keep the roof shut.
Finally.
It was a no-brainer, but how long did it take?
Oh, but it's, hang on, it's only for the end of this season, and then they'll review again.
Yeah.
So, oh, jeez.
Well, well done, Marvel. We'll move on from Marvel.
Another one is that, what are you looking, why?
I'm just having fun with you today. Continue.
Everyone just expects me to bag everyone out, but that's not what is happening.
I just like cutting you off.
So. AFL have actually done something really, I believe, is very smart. They partnered with Google this week, and this has only hit yesterday. This is only groundbreaking news. They partnered with Google, and it's another advertising campaign where Google have set up online. You can back your favourite player, player of the match, and they're going to be doing stat reviews each week. I think it's pretty cool.
That's a great idea, actually. And the Google reviews as well. You know, people have a lot of opinions on social media. Get on the Google reviews. Let's get some stats out there. Yeah, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Anything else? I've got. I can go on forever. I normally get cut off. AFLW boss Nicole Livingston. What was that? No.
Pipe down over there, mate. You're a guest of the studio.
She has won Cancer Australia's Recognition Award.
And a one-eyed Blues supporter too.
How? Oh, I should have saved that for Blues News. But anyway, there we go. That's
absolutely
my AFL
brilliant
news for this week.
Okay, very good. Look, before we move on to the game reviews and the Blues injury dates, I'm going to go back to Vince. Vince, mate, again, thanks very much for coming in. Welcome back to Perth, as you do every year.
It's a pleasure.
Do so, for people that don't know, Vince, he comes over every year and he MCs our pre-match functions, does the quizzes and the auctions and everything else, keeps everyone very entertained. He's a fantastic MC. But, Vince, I want to know, and I've never asked you this before, how did you become a Blue Bagger? Where did it all start as a kid? What made you love Carlton? And just all the contribution that you've given over the years, where did it all begin?
Well, I'll try and keep this as short as I can, but essentially I grew up in a Carlton supporting family. My dad was a Carlton supporter and took me to the footy for the first time. In fact, the first game I ever went to was that game where Malcolm Blight kicked the goal after the siren. Wow.
I was there, Vince. I was
it went through post high. I couldn't believe how far that torpedo went. But anyway, that was my introduction to it. Heartbreak. But, yeah, I got hooked on it very quickly and all my life I became a Carlton supporter. And at about 18, my father, who had been a Carltonian member for many years, took me to the Carltonians because I was old enough to go. And that got me hooked into the Coterie group. So then quite a few years later, in my own right, when I was about 26, I had my own business and I thought, I might join the Carltonians again. And it was 1995.
Oh, great year.
It was a great year to join, wasn't it? Yeah. But, yes, I've been waiting for one ever since. How many days was it again, John? 8,600 and something?
8,662.
Every time you do that, I can see that Chris and Melanie have got their eyes rolling around in the back of their heads saying, why do we have to say that? But anyway,
that's why I love doing it.
It's one day less till our next one.
Absolutely. Oh, thanks for that, Vince. Yeah. And in recent times, it's been pretty tough, and you've been there sort of through the really hard times financially with the club, and still trying to support the club when you're president of the Coterie Group and trying to network and bring funds in. How much of an important role do the Coterie Groups, and particularly the Carltonians, play in that financial support for the club? Can you just explain a bit of that?
Yeah, for sure. Look, the Carltonians were set up originally in 1964 on the 100th anniversary of the Carlton Football Club, and when Ron Barassi came to the club and has been providing financial support as well as all sorts of other support for players, whether it be gym equipment, whether it be providing jobs for some of them. A lot of Carltonian members provided employment, apprenticeships, you name it, for players over the years. It doesn't play as much of a role in that capacity anymore, but it still is the number one coterie group at the Carlton Football Club and still provides a lot of financial contribution to the club. And it only took me a year to join the committee after I joined the club. And, I spent 20 years on that committee and 8 years as its president, and we did very well, and the club got always a pretty healthy cheque at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
Millions of dollars, basically, over that period of time.
And Vince, on behalf of all the supporters listening out there today, especially the WA supporters, we thank you for all your contribution to the club. Anyone that does stuff like that, we all bleed blue, so well done. We are going to move on, though.
No,
thanks very much for the bonus interview today with Vince Lochisano. Now, Chris, upcoming games for the rest of the round.
Okay, well,
make this quick, please.
I'll skip over the controversy from Thursday night, and I'll skip over Geelong's win from last night.
No. Can we just say, thank goodness they beat Adelaide?
Oh, of course. Well, always know that. We always need Adelaide to lose, but that's for another reason. Okay, today we've got Hawthorn versus West Coast at the MCG. The Hawks are under a bit of pressure and the season slipping away from them. I do think, though, West Coast will be too good for them down in Melbourne, and I think they'll win by about 4 goals.
I hope the Eagles don't win, but anyway.
I think the Eagles will be too good.
4th versus 12th at the G. The Eagles will be training at their G Dimension ground today, so I think they will be too strong. Next game.
There is rain, though. But it doesn't matter. There's been raining here, so it doesn't matter.
I don't care.
Yep. Sydney versus Gold Coast this afternoon, the SEG. The Gold Coast won this same game last year, but Sydney are on a roll, and I think this one will be way too easy for the Swans.
Yep, Swannies for me.
Yeah, can't go past the Swans. They're in good form at the moment.
Swans.
Collingwood versus North at Marvel Stadium this evening. Collingwood fell over the line last week to beat the Bulldogs. I do think the Pies will be too strong for North, though.
Yep, Pies for me.
I'm going for an upset here.
Ooh.
I think Collingwood are just struggling a little bit at the moment. And I reckon if North bring their best, they could topple them tonight.
They've been showing some reasonable form, North, as well. So I'll still go for the Pies, though.
How come when I mentioned North's form earlier in the you scorned me, but now you're getting on board.
Oh, as long as you're annoyed, I'm happy. So, Chris, next game.
Next game, yeah. Port Adelaide versus Bulldogs at Adelaide Oval this evening. Port were very hard and good last week to beat Geelong, and I think they will be too good for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, power for me.
Power at home.
I'm going to go for the upset here and go the Doggies. They're showing some pretty good form for most of their games, and they just might be the upset of the round.
Okay. St Kilda versus Richmond tomorrow at Marvel. St Kilda's coach is under pressure, and I think it will ramp up even more after Tigers win this one by plenty.
Yeah, Tigers, even without Jack.
Saints for me.
I think the Saints should have sacked Alan Richardson last week for the win. It's going to be the Tigs this week.
Could be this week.
Yeah.
We've got Brisbane versus Melbourne at the Gabba tomorrow afternoon. Melbourne found a little bit of form last week beating Freo, but I think this one will be harder for them, and I think the Lions will win this one.
Yeah, Lions for me.
Another one.
I'm going for another upset.
What is wrong with you, Vince?
I think Melbourne's just starting to get their act together, and they might have a very strong second half of the year.
I think he's jet-lagged.
They did show some form last week, and they beat up the Dockers a bit last week.
I'm only on my seventh cup of coffee.
If the Demons bring that physical pressure they did last week, they beat the Dockers up, you just never know. So, Lions for me.
Okay. Fremantle versus Carlton tomorrow afternoon, Optus Stadium 3:20. A big one for us at Optus tomorrow afternoon, and of course, after our big function at the Empire prior to the game. Both teams are missing some talent and experience, but Blues for me in a tight one.
Oh, it's going to be close. It really is. I was absolutely spewing that Walters got off during the week. But go the Baggers.
Carlton in the cliffhanger.
Yeah, I have to go Carlton, of course.
Oh, you're lucky.
It's brutal.
You would have got here.
Yeah, I know, the noodles. Look, it was brutal losing Cripper. I think even with Walters getting off and being in sight, I thought we had a very,
Cripper.
Very strong chance.
Carners and Cunningham too.
Yeah, he's a big
loss. Oh, we're not even onto injuries yet. Sorry, guys.
So, we will roll straight into injuries. We'll make that as quick as we can. We've got about 2 minutes. So, Vincenzo, how are our injuries, updated injury list looking?
Well, it looks like Paddy Cripps is out with a strained foot. Exactly what that means, I'm not sure, but apparently he suffered that at the end of the Bulldogs game.
Yep.
Harry McKay, sorry.
Are they? Sorry, you get used
that's
to
all
me
right.
just chipping in.
that's what this what, is.
I'm used to it.
There's actually a little bit of speculation as well. The ground at Optus being so hard, they're questioning, like, The Blues are saying, is it worth the risk
I thought exactly the same thing when I heard it. I thought it's either that or he's requested not to play so he can come to the pre-match function.
It's probably the latter. I'd say the latter, John.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be nice to think.
Okay, so who else have we got? We've got to get through this.
Harry McKay, groin soreness, apparently. Liam Stocker also has a foot injury. He'll be out for another 2 weeks. Tommy Williamson's got some back issues and is out indefinitely at the moment. And, of course, Sam Doherty with his ACL probably won't come back before the end of the year, I wouldn't think.
And Tommy Williamson, horrible story. He just showed so much so early promise and looked like being a linchpin for the long-term future in the back line. He just had no luck, and we don't know where that's going for his career. Players have come back from worse, and he's only very young, so we wish him all the best. And the Williamson family, if they're listening out there.
And I'm not sure what David Cunningham's got.
Knee.
That's a knee. Yeah. So wasn't on the list.
He missed out the other week with soreness. What's Andrew Russell doing down there? You know, we've been talking him up. Come on, Andy, let's get these boys on the track.
He can't get a run at it, Cunners. He just starts playing well and then he's gone.
Absolutely. Well, look, guys, we're not going to do the Blues review or the Northern Blues review because we had the bye last week. Of course, Mel, make it quick.
Don't skip my Blues news because we have some big news and Ed Curno and Doherty sign on again, which is awesome.
Fantastic.
I think everyone. Yep. this is actually groundbreaking, and you're not going to like this very much, John. But the players that have already put their hand up for trade, and one of our own, Jared Garlett, has put his hand up to be traded at the end of the year.
Let's discuss it after the break.
Ooh.
We've got a minute. Like, literally, we had a minute. Anything else on Blues News? I'm sorry. We'll come back to Blues News after the break, okay?
Okay.
Because we do have to go to a commercial break. It's been a good first segment. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I hope you're enjoying the show. When we come back, we're going to have the history maker, the first person ever to be involved in a live trade during the draft, Liam Stocker. It's going to be a great interview. So we'll see you in about 2.5 minutes. Go, Blues. Your WA Blues are the official West Australian supporter group for the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one at the Empire in Lathlane to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, WA Blue food and beverage specials, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. More information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook and Twitter. Go Blues.
Station sponsor. Is your business website stuck in the age of dial-up internet? Is your business website lost in the jungle on page 20 of Google? Perhaps no one can find your business online, and your competitors are stealing your customers. It's okay. TechTiger can help.
For professional web design, digital marketing, and getting your business found in search engines, visit techtiger.com.au.
Tech Tiger, proud sponsors of the WA Blues.
Station sponsor.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave. Print. Identify. Charles Street, North Perth.
Blue Baggers of WA. Join more than 60,000 members and be part of the record-breaking Carlton Army today. It is time to prove you are the most passionate Navy Blue region beyond Victoria in 2019. The region with the highest membership growth this year will go into the draw to win Virgin Australia flights, accommodation and tickets for two to the 2019 John Nicholls Medal, among other great prizes. Whether you're able to travel to Melbourne to watch the Blues in action or show your support from afar, there's a membership package to suit you. Head to membership.carltonfc.com.au right now and sign up today. There's no borders to being a Blue Bagger.
Station sponsor.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous old dark Blues.
Welcome back to the best start to your footy weekend right here on 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by your WA Carlton Football Club Network supporter group, the WA Blues, and presented by myself, Chairman of the WA Blues, John Allen, with fellow panellists Mel, Chris, and today's special guest joining us in the studio, Vince Lotrisano. Now, we got a very, very special guest for you today, and it's time to cross to a man who made history as an AFL player before he even played a game. Drafted at pick number 19 in the 2018 National Draft in the first ever live trade draft pick. And although that is what he's initially been spoken about and known for, we're very confident that this man will be spoken about for his footballing deeds in the not-too-distant future. I'll speak, of course, of none other than Liam Stocker. Good morning, Liam, and welcome to Breakfast with the Blues.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Liam, you're a Sandringham Dragons product, and just to set the scene for your journey for the supporters, can you give us some insights into who your earliest football influences were at junior level, just who helped shape your reputation as a midfield bull with great foot skills on both sides of your body?
Yeah, I think my biggest two, I was a St Kilda supporter growing up, so Lenny Hayes was huge for me, just with the way he played the game and the way outside of football he carried himself, and then Chris Judd as well, having been another Sandringham prospect. He sort of shaped the way I really wanted to play my footy. Coming over from Hong Kong made it a little bit hard to have influences because you didn't get to see him live every week. But, yeah, Lenny Hayes is probably the biggest one for me.
Nice one. And Hong Kong, Wikipedia didn't set me up nicely for that one. Tell us a little bit about the Hong Kong connection there.
Well, I was born in country New South Wales, and then Dad got offered a job over in Beijing. So in early 2000, we moved over there. Spent 4 years over there and then moved to Hong Kong for another six, and then eventually got back over here in mid-2010.
Wow.
Awesome.
Fantastic, mate. What a great little story. I had no idea. So you learn something new all the time at the Carlton Football Club, especially here at Breakfast with the Blues. Mel, you got a question for the great man?
Morning, Liam. It's Mel. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Liam, did you have any idea that the Blues were actually interested in drafting you? What were your expectations in the draft? Can you take us through draft night, the nerves, the drama, and the moment that your life changed forever, being a Blue?
Oh, I guess I didn't really get inkling of a trade. I don't know if you remember back to a couple of days before the draft, that there were a couple of rumours swirling around about a couple of other clubs as well late in that first round, if I slid that far. I did speak to Carlton at Combine and they said, look, we're really keen on you, but unfortunately with pick one, we don't really have another pick in your range, so we're not sure anything will eventuate. And then when we got to draft night, I was pretty happy to go anywhere at the time. And
Who were your front runners?
Well, my favourites were Fremantle, Geelong, Carlton, of course, but I was well aware they didn't have a spot for me. Richmond as well, but as you know, they were the pick after us.
Yes.
But yeah, once I saw the trade go up, I had a strange feeling, and that was that, really. I didn't think about it too much until I saw Walshy behind the stage and sort of I lost the plot for a bit.
Well, it definitely changed for us, and we're so glad to have you on board.
Thank you.
Good morning, Liam. It's Chris Brownie here. How are you doing?
Good, mate.
That's good. Back in 2018, you described as very confronting a conversation you had with Richmond regarding your lack of endurance. You also stated that you like to play with a bit of chip on your shoulder. Would you describe yourself as a bit of a hothead or just super competitive?
Just super competitive. I don't think I've ever taken it across the line, and I pride myself on being quite honest and quite authentic, and I don't think that would be authentic to be a hothead on field, not one off the field. I think that competitive nature is what has got me this far in football so far. And I think it's probably, I don't know if it really is, but I feel like it's a little bit of olden day football. Not everybody has that weapon anymore. And I'm able to, you know, turn on that white line fever when I go on field and sometimes change the game because of it. But I think just the way my football journey has gone, I've always had plenty of criticism, whether it was under-13s, under-14s. I always had other boys or coaches or whatever it might have been, people telling me I couldn't do certain things. So I think that's where it stemmed from. And then I realised I had a weapon that not everybody has a chance to develop. So I think in that respect, I don't feel like I go over the top or anything. I think it's just a competitive edge I have.
Good.
Good answer and good honest answer. Yep. And that's one of the things we love about you when we watch you play, Liam. So we certainly hope you don't lose that. We got David Rees-Jones on every week here on the Breakfast with the Blues, and we love talking about that. So keep doing what you do and be yourself. Now, Vince, you got a question as well, mate?
Yeah, I have. G'day, Liam. Vince here, mate. Nice to see you.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Nice to see you, number 13, with a nice big full head of hair, not like Mel Hanna in the old days. Now, Liam, you did go away after the draft and even did some pre-season running with Andrew Brayshaw from Fremantle, coincidentally, to work on your endurance. Now, before your foot injury setback, you looked at home on the AFL field. And so my question to you would be, how much has that been your own motivation and hard work, but also how much has people like Andrew Russell, for example, what sort of a role has he had in raising your fitness and performance?
Oh, he's had a massive role. It can't be understated how important he is. I think his role in my mental capabilities as much as my physical has changed the way I play my football. I think I was extremely worried, and I think we were all fairly worried with how conditioned I could potentially get. And it's always a bit inevitable that you don't really know how someone runs on field from pre-season because you're running on a track and everything's quite structured. Football fitness is very different, and it was something I felt like I had the ability to go to another level with. And I said to Andrew Russell when I first got to the club, look, I'm happy to do, you know, whatever it takes to get me into a position where I can play AFL football. And when I eventually got the chance, Russ said to me, look, mate, your running numbers have been really, really good. It's just a matter of that mental capability of going again and again and again, and I think that's what I struggled with in TAC. I just sort of waited until the ball was in my 10-metre radius and went for it there rather than preempting ball movement and thinking more about my running patterns. But I think the mental side of things with Russ has been the biggest change for me, just trying to get the most out of myself early in sessions rather than waiting for the running and saving myself for the running. In pre-season, I think everyone hears the rumours about pre-season that you get home and you're cooked, and that's exactly what I was. But I was trying to cook myself early in the session so that I was just hanging on when I was doing the running, and that's eventually, you know, what's made my season, well, so far I think successful, but I've still got hopefully a couple more games in me. But he's played a massive role. It can't be understated.
Good to hear.
Absolutely. Good answer again. Liam, John again here. Mate, you're listed as a couple of weeks away still with that foot injury. Can you tell us a little bit about the injury you've actually sustained? How's it going? And what can we expect from you for the rest of the year?
It's going really well. I think I was fairly concerned with the timeline I was giving when it first happened and before the scan, because I played through it for a couple of weeks and didn't really tell anyone about it. And then it got to the stage where I felt like it was impacting my performance, and I was really lucky I got off without a stress fracture. I had a lot of hot spots and a lot of pain on the top of my foot in my second and third metatarsals. So we were a bit worried with that. We knew we had to take a bit of the heat off that. So I went off legs for a couple of weeks, and I've just started reconditioning now. Hopefully I'm back the week of round 17. I'll be back in the VFL. But I guess what to expect is just the same competitive edge. I'm looking forward to a different role, playing midfield in the VFL and potentially in the AFL in the second half of the season. But yeah, I think just, you know, same goes. It can't be any different. Just got to make the most of the time I've got left this year and crack into pre-season.
Oh, I love it. Can't wait to see you with your head down, getting in there and getting dirty, mate. We've got another question from Chris.
Yeah, g'day, Liam. Just Chris again, mate. I've got to bring this one up. The media continue to bring up the exchange of draft picks between the Blues and the Crows, and your name is always included with that conversation. Does the continual talk about it affect your mindset?
Never.
Yeah,
I think it crossed my mind.
Good.
I think it crossed my mind early, and the most concerning thing about it was that once it gets into your head, I start catastrophizing. Everyone gets worried about me, and it's just needless.
Yep.
Because I think the one thing I've understood, and if I can get it across to as many people as possible, is that people commenting in the media don't have any idea what's going on inside the four walls, and that's something I'm only concerned with the opinions and the perceptions of me inside the four walls of the club and with the supporters, and I'm not particularly worried if so-and-so thinks that the trade is a fail or whether it's a pass. I'm at the Carlton Football Club. The trade's been done. There's nothing I can do about it. All I can do is go as hard as possible and try and earn some respect.
Yeah, great answer.
You're a legend, mate. That's just awesome.
Mate, you certainly you give your answers the same way you play, and I love that. So, mate, we do have to wrap it up, unfortunately. We've run out of time. I've got to say, I wasn't sure what to expect from you as a young man. We get a couple of the young guys on here for interviews. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. We had Josh DeLuca a couple of weeks ago, so I've got to ask before we go, what's the Chozza like?
He's a ripper. He's a ripper. I've had plenty of bands with him since he's got here. I love the way he goes about it. He's a hard head, and you can never have enough of those.
I thought you and him would get along really well.
No, I really enjoy him. I'm looking forward to watching him play for the Northern Blues today as well. Hopefully he goes all right. Bit of a mid-forward role. So we'll see how that goes.
Absolutely. We're right behind the Chozz this week, making his comeback from his little hammy. First game for the Blues or Northern Blues.
Yeah.
So good luck to him. And, mate, all the WA Blues over here, we're right behind you as well too, Liam. And we're certain that in the next couple of years your name will be up there and not for the trade. We look forward to you getting out there, doing your thing and supporting the rest of the midfield and wherever you're needed across the field.
Yep.
You're an absolute jet. Thanks very much for coming on to the show today at Breakfast with the Blues. We hope to have you on again sometime in the near future. Good luck with your injury. We look forward to seeing you in round 17, and go Blues.
Thanks, Liam.
Well done, Liam.
Awesome. Thanks, Liam. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks mate. Bye. Liam Stockett, what a great kid.
How well spoken was he?
We've drafted
he's
well.
He's got maturity beyond his years, hasn't he?
Oh,
absolutely. And just honest.
The club's in good shape with guys like him coming on.
Isn't plenty it inspiring?
Of mung
it's so
in that boy.
Good.
Plenty of mung in him. And I
love it.
Can't wait to see him in the field again now.
Yep.
Displaying all of that honesty and expression as he does with the football as well.
Yep.
So, look, guys, we've got a few minutes. What we'll do, we've got a couple of reviews from our 2018 draftee. So I'll start with you, Chris.
Yep.
Who you got there?
I've got Finbar O'Dwyer, who was taken with pick number 66 in last year's draft. Finbar was representing the Murray Bush Rangers in the TAC Cup competition. O'Dwyer has been described as a lively 192-centimetre forward who can prove troublesome for the opposition's defence. He boarded at Xavier College for the last 3 years, and O'Dwyer was one of 126 players invited to participate in the state-based combined testing session. O'Dwyer had only played 3 games for the Murray Bush Rangers and was already preparing to head back as a 19-year-old for the 2019 season. Those plans were happily changed when O'Dwyer's name was read out late in the draft to head to Icon Park. O'Dwyer spent his time as a pressure forward with a neat bag of tricks, but also a player who can play in defence. He's very raw, and Carlton fans need to be patient with him, but he was a low-risk, high-reward selection. The GM of List Management and Strategy, Stephen Silvani, said he was delighted O'Dwyer will call Icon Park home in 2019. Finbar has a great set of hands, both in the air and at ground level, and he's also got pace and agility for a player standing at 192 centimetres. He's a quality young man who generally wants to improve in all areas and develop his football career. So we're glad to have him on board.
And the best part about Finbar, Carlton supporters will be happy about this, is we've had a lot of good luck with the old Fanta Pants. He's a big, bright red Fanta Pants, the old Finny.
Yep.
So, you know, Adrian Hickmont, Lance Whitnell. We've had a bit of luck with the Rangers, so good luck to Finn. Now, we've only got a few minutes, so what I'll do is a great review, by the way, Chris. I'm going to cross over to Vince to review Ben Silvani. Vince.
Ben Silvani, well, he's the second of the Silvani brothers, of course, secured on the second day of the 2018 NAB AFL draft via the father-son selection, as you'd expect, with pick number 70. With a last name that needs no introduction, of course, to us Blues fans, the addition of Jack's younger brother, Ben, to the playing group has warmed the hearts of the Carlton faithful.
Including
who wrote
me
this?
Over here. I love Ben.
Wrote this, Chris. Okay. Now, Silvani, like his father, possesses an ability to play at either end of the ground. He began the 2018 year in the forward line for the Oakley Chargers before showing some solid form for Vic Metro down back in the under-18 championships. A serious thumb injury sustained at training limited the second half of Silvani's draft year with 196 centimetre utility managing only three games for Vic Metro. Now, his most dominant performance for the year came against the Northern Knights, where he accumulated 23 disposals, took 10 marks and kicked 2 goals. It will no doubt be a source of excitement for us Carlton supporters to see brothers Ben and Jack pull on the navy blue together.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be nice? And add another chapter to the Sylvani Carlton story.
The temperature is rising.
I think we need to change the emblem to the SFC, yeah. The Sylvani Football Club. At the 2018 draft, Carlton list manager Mick Agresta said Sylvani was a great asset to the playing list. Ben's got key position size and we think his ability to play at either end of the ground is a real standout quality. He's got great hands and a mobility for his size and that versatility is a big asset. We know he'll give his all for the jumper and hope he'll be a great player for the club, said Mr. Agresta. So I'm sure we'd all agree that it'd be lovely to see the two boys out there on the same day.
It would.
Whether it happens or not, time will tell.
Time will tell.
And if they're out there performing at their optimum as well, that would be even better.
Yep.
Now, speaking of luck in the club with Rangers, fan pads, the temperature has risen considerably since the mention of Ben Sylvani. Mel, you got something for us?
Oh, you like him, do you, mate?
Oh,
I wonder why. What about Jack? Do you like him too?
Okay.
She's melting in the studio.
There was something about Ben. When I caught up with Ben at the pre-season launch in February...
How did he survive that?
Oh, my goodness. I've got a photo, and it's anyone goes to my Facebook page, they'll see me and Ben. You know, and there's about 10 of them. Not obsessed.
She's like a 16-year-old.
You got 20 seconds, Mel.
He gave me a cuddle, and I love him.
They're good-looking boys.
Fantastic segment there again, guys. Unfortunately, it's time to go for a break again. We hope you're enjoying this the program so far. When we come back, it's that time of the week again that we look forward to the most with our regular segment, The Shirt Front, as we barrel through with our lead shoulder and speak to the hyphen, David Rees-Jones, to review Carlton's performance the last game and what we can expect this week on Sunday against the Dockers. Go Blues.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave, print, identify. Charles Street, North Perth.
Your WA Blues are the official West Australian supporter group for the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one at the Empire in Lathlane to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, WA Blue food and beverage specials, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. More information on the WA Blue schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook and Twitter. Go Blues.
Station sponsor.
Blue Baggers of WA. Join more than 60,000 members and be part of the record-breaking Carlton Army today. It is time to prove you are the most passionate Navy Blue region beyond Victoria in 2019. The region with the highest membership growth this year will go into the draw to win Virgin Australia flights, accommodation and tickets for two to the 2019 John Nicholls Medal, among other great prizes. Whether you're able to travel to Melbourne to watch the Blues in action or show your support from afar, there's a membership package to suit you. Head to membership.carltonfc.com.au right now and sign up today. There's no borders to being a Blue Bagger.
Station sponsor. Is your business website stuck in the age of dial-up internet? Is your business website lost in the jungle on page 20 of Google? Perhaps no one can find your business online, and your competitors are stealing your customers. It's okay. TechTiger can help. For professional web design, digital marketing, and getting your business found in search engines, visit techtiger.com.au. TechTiger, proud sponsors of the WA Blues.
Station sponsor.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by your own WA Carlton Football Club Network supporter group with yourself. Chairman of the WA Blues with yourself. That'd be with myself. So I'm speaking in the third
person. I think John needs another coffee.
It's really, really going well. With myself, of course, chairman of the WA Blues, John Allen, with fellow panellists Mel, Chris, and special guests Vincent, what's your son? So at this time of the program, we delve deeper into the depths of the Blues' performance last week, review this week's game, lower our lead shoulder, and barrel straight into the most anticipated breakfast radio segment in Perth, the Shirt Front. A very warm welcome, as always, goes now to our great friend of the WA Blues, who sounds like he's out in the breeze, 1987 Norm Smith medalist, premiership hero, and honorary mayor of Doncaster. I speak, of course, of none other than our very own, the Hyphen, David Rees-Jones. Good morning, Hyphen. Welcome again to the Shirt Front on Breakfast with the Blues, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, out the back with a dog again. Out the dog, as usual.
Bloody woofy. Mate, refreshed after the week off, mate, the boys. Yourself, you
well,
know.
Well, we didn't get beat last week, so there's a bonus.
No, and you must be a bit refreshed as well, all the stress of watching these close games. So what have you been doing, mate, with no
Is
Blues team to watch?
Cricket?
Well, I'm still coaching the girls over here, so the girls under 14s. They had a win last week, so that took them up to third on the ladder. So, we've got a couple of weeks off now, and then we're back by the top team when we come back after the holiday break over here.
Fantastic work.
Good to hear from you, Reesey. It's Vince Lochisano here, mate.
G'day, Vince. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. Live in the studio here this morning. Something a bit different.
That's the way. What are you selling over there, mate?
I'll be selling some absolutely first-class memorabilia tomorrow at the pre-match function. Don't forget to come, the Empire.
He's been selling furfies all morning. That's what
exactly.
He's been
some interesting variables this week, Reese. We had the week off, and we're buoyed by the return of a few players like Liam Jones, for example.
A couple of big outs though with Cripps and Cripps and also Harry McKay. That's going to hurt us a bit. But
Cunningham,
it's a great opportunity. I think it's great. I'm really looking forward to the match tomorrow to see which one of the young guys is going to step up in place of Paddy Cripps. We've seen Walsh has been pretty good all year, but I just think Paddy Dow might just take this game and it's something that, he can take a bit of ownership of and lead that midfield, and it'd be great to see if that happened.
Well, that was one thing I was going to ask you, is this now provides an opportunity for someone else to step up in Cripps' absence, and of course, Fremantle have got some injury concerns of their own with Stephen Hill and Jesse Hogan out as well.
Yeah, Hogan, would have been nice for Walters to get a week too. I don't normally like folks getting rubbed out, but I was half hoping he did. But one of those things. But it is Hogan. Hogan has really straightened up Fremantle this year, and he's. I can't understand why Melbourne let him go, to be perfectly honest. But he's going to be a real gun player, but he's had a few injury concerns over the time as well.
Morning, Hyph, it's Mel. How are you doing today?
Good, Mel. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Very well.
You would have been enjoying that great win of Australia during the week.
Yeah. Highlight of my week, Hyph. Highlight of my week. Moving right along.
I'm on top of the ladder too. I've backed them to win. So.
Well, it's a big one tonight, isn't it?
Oh, you spoiled my line. Go on.
We've got the Kiwis. We'll get the Kiwi tonight.
Yes, she spoiled my line. I was going to come in with that, David, but anyway.
Not anymore. We haven't got time for this. Go on, Mel.
See, we all know Hyph likes me the best and wants to talk to me. See, Hyph, how do you assess Teague so far? One win, one loss by just under a goal, and without a doubt, a more attacking and direct approach. What will it equate to more wins? What do you think?
Yeah, look, I don't know. I thought last week they only really played in two patches, really. They had two stints over the whole game where they were very good. They dominated the game, and that last one almost, we almost got won the game. But there were still some inconsistencies there. We still look at it, and they had some really poor periods in the game last week, and that's where they need to, get to play 100 minutes of consistent football, and they're going to be a good team. But I haven't seen a great amount of difference, to be perfectly honest, in the way they're playing. I just think it's, it's just the youth still, and we've got to, put up with a bit of just a bit of pain every now and then, even during matches and week to week.
Morning, David. Chris here.
How are you, Chris?
Good, mate. Dockers tomorrow here in Perth. With no Cripps, do we send Ed to Fife to try and stop his dominance, or do we send Ed to Mundy, as Ed has showed that he hasn't lost his niggling craft and that he can still get plenty of his own ball?
Yeah, look, I think Ed's the man to be that stopping role. And they have got a few through their midfield who need stopping. Fife's been terrific all year, and he's a bit like Cripps, so he's a hard man to stop because of his height and his strength. But he'd be the one you try and cut down their captain sort of thing and cut the head off the snake so to speak and that'd go a long way to us winning the game. So yeah, Fife would be the one I'd be going to stop. But look, I think, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity, as I said before, for our young midfielders to go through there and play on Fife and Mundy and these type of blokes. And, you know, they're about the benchmark of the competition to a certain extent. So, let's hope they can acquit themselves well through that midfield. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch from an outsider, you know, some young guys going through there who... We really need to put their hand up with Paddy Cripps out.
I think both sides have got the young talent that need to stand up in this game, and that's going to make it just a ripper.
Yeah, you touched on it, David. But how do we cover the loss of Cripper?
Well, you can't. You know, I mean, you can't really. But what happens is the expectation for someone to go in and do that hard body work, inside work that Cripps is so good at, and someone's really got to put their hand up and say, I want to do that. You know, this is what I'm here for. You know, if Cripps isn't here, I can spot and do it just as well, probably not as well, but you need players who really want to put their hand up and take that responsibility on.
Jack Silvani would be a beauty running through there today with Paddy Dow, just doing some bull work and let the outside guys like Fisher and that still do their thing. I think Vince had something to ask.
No, I was just going to ask, Reece, if we win the game against Fremantle, how do you think we're going to do it?
Oh, look, we're going to kick more goals than they do.
Well, that's the obvious answer.
Normally how it happens. The other good thing at the moment is Charlie Curnow's bounced back to a bit of form, and he had that bone bruising early in the year, and people don't realise how that can affect a player, and he tried to play through it and struggled a little bit, but he's got back into form, and with the bye, not having to play a match last week, I think this back half of the season you're going to see the real Charlie Curnow come out, and that's going to be great for us too. The other one is McGovern. He's got to stand up. Harry Mackay's not there this week, so, you know, we've invested a fair amount into McGovern, and Mitch has really got to stand up tomorrow and be a key focal point. It'll be interesting to see how they manoeuvre the back line with Jones there and whether Casbolt goes back down the forward line or Jones down the forward line. That's going to be interesting as well, so, you know, to get that third tall down there, which we've really structured around all year. So, there's a lot of, we're pretty flexible at the moment, so it could be good.
That's what I was just going to say, Hive. Do you think we'll put Casbolt down there in replace of Harry?
I think we will. I don't think we can play both Casbolt and Jones back there. It depends on how they line up as well. But they've got a lot of those small, nippy players, you know, Walters and these sort of guys. So, you know, you have to go a bit smaller and quicker back there. So, I think we'll be forced to swing either Jones or Casbolt, probably Casbolt through that forward line and into the ruck a bit as well, and Cruiser through the forward line as well.
So it'll be a great insight and dress rehearsal perhaps even for Teague to see how he handles that with the loss of Ripper. And you know what, no matter what happens with the Blues, especially over here against the Dockers where we've had a couple of upsets in the past, it's never over until...
the old siren goes, but... I was just wondering whether I need to look in the crowd for a leprechaun this week.
Well, I've actually...
He's got the green headphones on at the moment, if that's any help there.
You'll be very pleased to know that the leprechaun outfit ended up in the Salvation Army bin about 18 months ago. I had to put it into retirement. I couldn't get the stains out of it from our... round five win from about 4 years ago. So anyway, rest in peace to the Leprechaun. And, mate, it's been absolutely fantastic as always. Great reviews and a little bit of a chuckle for the supporters. And you're fantastic giving up your time the way you do every week. Everyone loves it, mate. We love you. Thanks for coming on the show. Go Blues.
Thanks, Hive.
That's it. No worries, guys. Yeah, get there and you know they really need the support over there. So give them heaps.
100%. We certainly will, and you'll hear us. So watch the game, and it'll be a beauty. Thanks, mate.
See you, mate.
The Hive. Yeah. Guys, quick chat.
Excellent once again.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah. Down to earth and really Carlton through and through. Yeah. He's involved in the Spirit of Carlton group back in Melbourne. And, in fact, they've got a big function coming up, the 40th anniversary of the 1979 Premiership on the 9th of August. So if you're heading down to Victoria, be a great one to go to.
Mate, it'll be an absolute ripper. Would like to give Harmsy a big pat on the back in that one. Yes.
I think Simo's actually going to be really important. He always plays so well over here.
He does.
So we just hope he...
He's been a warrior, hasn't he?
He has. So...
Guys, we got to get on to the pre-match function. Tomorrow it is. It hasn't exactly crept up on us. We've been plugging it and promoting it, but tomorrow's a big day. So just a rundown for everyone again. The doors are opening early at the Empire to accommodate everyone. Before I go through the event schedule, I just would like to make a small announcement. Paddy Cripps is not playing, obviously. He is travelling over with the team. I've had a bit of correspondence, and I'm waiting to hear back. I can't say he's going to be at the pre-match function or not. He might just be staying with the boys. But you just never know. They're pretty keen to accommodate us at the moment. Yes, Vince?
I think we're going to have a cardboard cutout of him just in case anyone's missing.
Yeah. So we don't know if he's going to turn up or not. Regardless, Sam Doherty will be there.
Yes.
It's fantastic that he's giving up his time. Peter Bizzasso is going to be interviewed. David Ellard, one of our favourites, of course. Dale Amos, as he does every year, just talking about the coaching and been a fantastic defensive coach. And, of course, Kane Little, the CEO, and Mark Lagoudichet, the Prez, who we had on here last week. They're going to be down there mingling with the supporters. Guys, at the moment, as we develop as a team, it's very important for us to retain our members, and we want our supporters to become members as well. And to do that, we need to retain guys like Paddy Cripps. We need them to feel the family warmth of this club. We need everyone down at the Empire tomorrow for the pre-match function. Open training today at 1:30 as well. We need as many WA blue baggers coming to these events and blowing these people's minds. So last year, Kane Little, first time coming to a pre-match function, was 500 plus supporters at the event. They've never seen anything like it. It's got to be bigger this year. We need Paddy and Sam and everyone else involved with the club believing it, feeling it over here, realising that it's not just Lygon Street, it's across the country. So get on down to the Empire from 10 o'clock. At 10:30 we'll start some announcements, and at 11 o'clock we'll formally start our bits and pieces and whatnot. At 11:30 is when the club formalities start. So that's when the interviews will start with the players, coaches, etc. Get down there for that. That goes on until about 12:30. At 12:30, everything wraps up. We draw that massive raffle we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. Incredible raffle. First prize, the team signed jumper, the Hugh Jackman tickets donated by Hyundai for his show over here. Yep. Tech Tiger, Master Picture. I can't go through it all because I haven't got time, but amazing prizes for that one. The auction pieces, the Paddy Cripps signed jumper.
Looking forward to auctioning that one,
mate. This one, and everyone's seen it on the Facebook, the custom framed design by Master Picture Framers. This thing is special. Yep. The Indigenous jumper signed by the Indigenous boys, Liam Jones, Kim LaBoyce, Sam Petroski-Seaton, Jared Garlett, and...
Jared Pickett,
the famous one. Rare signature nowadays for Carlton, of course. So that's going to be a big piece. And the team signed football, specially boxed in an acrylic box for display with the Allmark. We've got to thank Allmark and Associates, our sponsor, for all the plaquing and engraving they do for our memorabilia as well. Also, for those who don't know, which I don't know how you wouldn't because I've been plugging it so much, we are providing a couple of Hummer buses to coach us from the Empire to the stadium. It's only about a 5-minute drive. 59-seater buses. There'll be two of them that'll be going back and forth from 1 p.m. So, with 180 free parking spots, there's no excuse to not get down to the pre-match function. Blue supporters, get down there. If you haven't got a car, use public transport. Get off at the Burswood Station. It's about a five-minute walk. Get to the Empire. We've got you covered. Transport from the Empire to the stadium. Get down there. We want to flood the place with blue, because guess what? The Dockers have got their little do with Mousy down there. They get about 100 people down there, and we're going to drown them with the Carlton song. So get on there. We want 500 plus again. Hopefully 700, 800. If you're all listening, get on down. Mel.
Gold coin donation for non-members. All members are free.
That's all it is.
And
that's
don't forget,
all it is.
Don't forget.
All of that entertainment and the auction, everything. It's just virtually costing nothing.
Don't forget the great specials that the Empire put on us for us.
Great specials. And they're opening the kitchen earlier for orders. Orders will start from 10:30 a.m. They've got three meals on for specials this year. And the usual drink specials, the $6 pints, blah, 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 and all of that. I won't get into that. Guys, we've just about run out of time. I can't reiterate strong enough. Blues fans out there, get on down to the Empire from 10 a.m, but the formality started about 11 a.m, but get down there early because you want that parking spot. Get that free Hummer Coach bus down there. Get on down. I can't say it enough. Can I say it enough?
You can't.
Probably I can say it again. Get on down to the Empire tomorrow from 10 a.m. to the pre-match function. Flood it with blue. Let the club know that we're alive, well, and the strongest supporter group in Australia. Training, open training today, 1:30. Get on down. Let's support the boys. Sam Doherty
will
probably be running around
doing
his rehab, and every time Sam Doherty runs past us, we'll cheer him on. So I think that's about time we all... Okay, the Ewok has something to say.
You're whack,
what
mate.
Are you on about,
you're whack.
Oh, the weekly whack. We do have time. If you can do it quickly, go, Chris.
Okay, this week I'm going to give a whack to the Muppets at the AFL and their score review system. The score review system was described as a bigger embarrassment of the, to the AFL than Meatloaf singing at the grand final. Again on Thursday night, another error by the review panel costing GWS the game. Week in, week out, we are seeing too many errors with this Mickey Mouse system. When will the AFL just shut this system down until they perform a huge review and put something that works? The AFL is a billion-dollar business, and at present we are running this review system with the AFL staff as doing overtime and getting $250 a game for performing this function. The AFL never come out and take ownership, but they just bury their heads in the sand like ostriches. Gill and the rest of the Muppets, shut it down, get it right, then bring it back. That's my whack.
Go, Brownie.
Brownie. Fantastic whack to finish the show. And, guys, looking forward to tomorrow. Go, Blues.
Go, Blues.
Thanks, Vince.
Go, Blues.
Thanks, Vincenzo.